Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, in the first reading we heard that Philip went to a Samaritan town and preached the living Christ. The people received him, and after he had preached, he brought great joy to them. This is what the message of Christ is supposed to do to people, to bring great joy to them. But for people to receive the message with great joy, they must be open-minded and ready to listen to the bearer of the news. And the bearer of the news must also know what he is doing and speak with confidence and courage. So salvation is a two-way traffic, that the bearer of the message should be sincere in proclaiming in the name of God, and those to whom the message is being brought should be attentive and listen. That is when the word of God will begin to bear much fruit. If one side is doing its work and the other side is not doing it, then there will be little fruit born out of the proclamation of the good news. Somehow, this does not happen often because many people want to see before they believe. However, in that Samaritan town, the people received Philip. They listened and they received a lot of good news. And then, in the second reading, St. Paul said, if we are supposed to bear the good news of Christ and bring it to people, we must reverence Christ first, and then preach the good news, offer it with courtesy, patience, and kindness. We should be sincere in proclaiming the good news. If we do not do that, we are going to bear counter witness to the message of Christ. He added that if we should suffer in the course of proclaiming the good news, it's better than not bearing witness to that good news. He said Christ himself suffered, though he had no sin. He had to suffer for sinful people, for the guilty, in order to bring salvation to them. Therefore, we should not expect otherwise, but we should be sincere in all that we do. In the gospel, Jesus said, if we will proclaim his good news, then we must keep his commandments. So if we love him, we should keep his commandments. And if we keep his commandments, he will send us another advocate to be with us always. He said, whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. How much do we love Christ? Do we have, or do we make good use of the Holy Spirit we receive in baptism and confirmation? Christ has been generous to offer himself as an expiation for our sins, and has added us, or sent to us, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who comes to be with us to remind us of all that Christ has taught. Are we ready to receive the Holy Spirit and use him in the proclamation of the good news? Are we confident that the Holy Spirit will be able to help us transform the face of the world? Sometimes we do. Other times, our lives bear counter witness to the message we proclaim. But learning from the first reading, we must know what we are doing, live it practically, and help other people receive the joy that comes from the proclamation of the good news. Like Philip, every one of us is called upon today to go and live the good news by his way of life, beginning from his family and his workplace. Every one of us is supposed to go and live the good news that we hear every day from Christ. And Christ says, if we love him, we will keep his commandments. Keeping his commandments will mean we should die to selfishness and live to selflessness. We shouldn't let anyone condemn us because we are living as Christians. And that is one aspect St. Peter added, that if we bear credible witness to the good news, those who would want to malign us will be found wanting. They will be ashamed of what they are saying. Can we say that of our lives today?
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.